More than 3,000 people have died from the cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe, according to the World Health Organization. And that's on top of the political and other crises that the country has experienced throughout the year. In order to bring attention to the humanitarian and political crises, some activists in neighboring South Africa have started a hunger strike. Organizers hope 100,000 people will eventually join in and put pressure on the South African government to demand change in Zimbabwe. Activist Kumi Naidu began the strike last week, and he plans to continue for a total of 21 days. He joins me now from Johannesburg. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Headaches and hunger pangs, and the tongue is really dry because the body is not producing saliva. But other than that, I'm pretty much continuing to reach out to more South African civil society groups and opinion makers here to try to get the message across that what's going on in Zimbabwe is a passive genocide that requires urgent attention and less jaw, which is what we've been having talks after talks. So, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
What gave you the idea?
At Christmas time, I was part of a three-person delegation that went on a Christmas solidarity mission with the people of Zimbabwe, and there were things that really moved me. One was meeting a young teenage boy called Sibusiso. He had not eaten food for the last 11 days, and all he had was water, and he said, I'm really hoping I'll have some food on Christmas.
You did a short film. You produced a short documentary called Time to Act that's now available on YouTube. May I play a short clip?
Please.
Here it is.
So here we are not free. We do not get enough food to eat. We do not get enough clothing. We do not get any care at school. We only drink water. Water does not give us strength to learn. So that we need food.
And you said that in a piece that you wrote, you said, I am fasting in solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe who are being forced to fast involuntarily. But there are those who would question, you are a South African. Someone said, what is the responsibility of South Africa in this situation, as awful as it is?
Well, I should say that I'm doing this as a South African citizen because in Time to Act, you'll see the last section when we ask people, what should we do from the outside? Almost everybody said, please put pressure on the South African government to stop acting as a condom to Robert Mugabe, stop protecting him, and also to put pressure on the Southern African Development Community, SADC. And so this is not simply about solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe. It really is more about doing this as an appeal, a peaceful, passive act on our part to appeal to our government.
And Mr. Mugabe continues to insist that these appeals or these attempts to pressure him are outside interference. I want to play another short clip from the film where you speak to a young woman who is Zimbabwean who asks for others to intervene. In fact, she specifically talks about former South African President Thabo Mbeki, who has been a mediator of varying degrees of success in the political crisis that has been ongoing. Here's what she had to say. Here it is.
Zimbabweans are dying. Inch by inch, Zimbabweans are perishing. I think by the next year when it comes, I think the population of Zimbabwe will be 10% less than it was. So I think Thabo Mbeki should really pull up your socks and be the mediator that he was chosen to be.
What do you say to those like Mr. Mugabe and those who support him who say that this is a problem of Zimbabwe to be solved by Zimbabweans and that outsiders such as yourself, however well-intentioned, are not welcome?
Well, in my country, South Africa, if we accepted that logic, we probably will still be in bondage. International solidarity was critically important to our struggle to end apartheid. And the problem we have here is that the SADC leadership seem to believe that the debt that we owe the people of Zimbabwe for their contribution to our liberation struggle is a debt that we owe to Robert Mugabe and the former ruling party, ZANU-PF, where I would argue rather that the debt that we owe to Zimbabwe is to the Zimbabwean people as a whole. And where you have a leader who has been in power for 28 years, who's destroyed one of the best education systems in Africa, one of the best health systems in Africa, and so on. We have to actually act in solidarity. But it's not us interfering in a way where people have not asked. We spoke to 150 people when we were there during the Christmas period, trade unionists, church leaders, NGOs, and ordinary men, women, and children. And all of them were saying, please don't abandon us. Please don't leave us with this destitution. We need your solidarity. We need your support and so on. And the bottom line is, if Zimbabwe is going to get back up on its feet, you know, hopefully soon, once a political resolution is found, we're going to need a massive injection of outside assistance to rebuild, you know, what was once, according to Julius Nyerere, the former Tanzanian president, the jewel of Africa.
Do you feel that you are making a difference?
You know, that's a difficult question, because the scale of the tragedy is so great that it is really difficult to have confidence that your effort is having a huge impact. But what I believe is that silence in a situation like this is complicity. Inaction in a situation like this is collaboration with injustice. And I feel we have had a positive impact. There are lots of South Africans all over the country that have responded positively to this, what we're calling a rolling fast and hunger strike initiative. And it's important that we stand in solidarity with the Zimbabwean people, but it's also important that we recognize that failure to actually push for a quick solution could potentially, for example, engulf the entire Southern African region in a major cholera crisis, which is totally unnecessary, and it's totally related to our ability to provide clean running water to people.
And finally, as you know, because you spoke about it earlier, there's been so much what you call jaw, but if an agreement is signed, if the talks are concluded, will you end your hunger strike?
We would want to be clear, because you see, our demands are quite simple. We are saying we want the abductions, the torture, the violations of human rights to be stopped immediately. And right now we have our brothers and sisters languishing in prison. Unless they are released, I will continue. We would want to see movement on those things before we feel that actually we've turned a corner in Zimbabwe.
Kumi Naidu is the founder and co-chair of the Global Call to Action Against Poverty. He has begun a hunger strike in South Africa to pressure the government there to bring about change in Zimbabwe. He is taking only water for 21 days. He joined us from the BBC studios in Johannesburg. Kumi Naidu, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Michelle.